parsha is Parsha Shmini. I'm going to preface by saying that this Shabbat is the Shabbat that we bless the month of Iyar, which is considered to be the second month in the Jewish calendar. The first month is the month that we left Egypt, the month of Nisan. The month of Nisan is related to the word for Nisim, which is miracles, a miracle month. The month of Iyar is spelled in Hebrew, Aleph Yud Yud Resh. And according to our sages, it is an acronym, it is initials for three Hebrew words which appear in the Torah, back in the book of Shemos. Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God who heals you. And therefore, according to our sages, the month of Iyar is a special month connected with healing specifically. And the Rebbe explains that one of the reasons that the second month, the month of Iyar, is connected with healing is because it comes after the month of Nisan, which is the month of miracles. Hashem lifts us up to a certain level that all of the illnesses of the world will not be able to affect the Jewish people. So that is very special. This Shabbat, again, is Shabbat Mevarchim, the Shabbat that we bless the month, the upcoming month of Iyar. That's what's special about the Shabbat.
Rabbi, thank you. And I know you posted. I know you mentioned that we will also learn in the merit of David Eliyahu Ben Hana for his successful surgery and speedy recovery, please.
Yes, amen. For David Eliyahu Ben Hana, Shav Arefua Shelema, which means complete speedy recovery.
Thank you, amen.
So let's talk a little bit about the Parsha, which is Parsha Shmini. The word Shmini means eight, and it refers to the eighth day after the Mishkan, the first temple, the portable temple in the desert, was set up. The first 7 days, Moshe himself was the Kohen Gadol. He did the service, and he showed Aaron, his brother, who was to become the Kohen Gadol, and Aaron's four children how to do the service, and Moshe did it himself for the first 7 days, everything himself. On the eighth day, that's how the Parsha opens up, Moshe's brother Aaron took over. There was, however, a very huge difference between the first 7 days when Moshe took over and the eighth day when Aaron took over. And that huge difference was that there was no fire that was miraculous fire during the first 7 days. The Torah tells us that, in fact, the Jewish people were a little bit felt bad because they were sure that when they build this amazing structure for service of God, the service of Hashem, they're going to have miracles and they're going to see amazing new stuff happen. And it wasn't, it was like a regular building. It was a beautiful building. It was made out of gold-plated wood with silver sockets, with all kinds of gold and tapestries. Beautiful, beautiful construction. Not that big, but beautiful, beautiful. Literally, the whole building was gold-plated. The building was 15 by 45 by 15. Big, decent-sized room, gold-plated on the inside. But they didn't see miracles. What was the miracle they were looking to see? They were expecting that fire should come down from Hashem, and that fire should burn up the offerings that they were given. A miraculous heavenly fire. One of the beautiful comments from amazing commentary called Rabbeinu Bachya, who was a 13th century commentator, amazing, beautiful commentary on the Torah in general. Rabbeinu Bachya tells us that there were 12 different times that fire comes down from heaven in Tanakh, in scripture, in the Bible. 12 different times. 6 times, the fire comes down from heaven for blessing, for good, for holiness. 6 times, the other 6 times, the fire comes down from heaven for punishment and destruction. And he tells us that one of the six times was this sixth time right now on the eighth day, when in fact, fire came down from heaven and the fire stayed burning on the temple altar, on the Mizbeach of the Mishkan and later of the Beis HaMikdash, of the temple in Yerushalayim later, for over 800 years, plus 410, over 850 years roughly. The fire stayed, and it was only increased, he explains to us, when the second temple was built. The first fire from Moshe was there also. So this leads us to the story that is one of the focal points of this week's Parsha. And that story is that Aaron's two sons, before the fire came down from heaven, They went into the Mishkan, they went into the temple, and they took Ketores, which means a compendium, a mixture of incense, and they brought their own fire. And they burned the incense with their own fire, and Hashem punished them that they died on the spot. They were not supposed to do that. There are a number of explanations in the Talmud and the Gemara and in the Midrash. What was the sin of Aaron's two sons in the middle of the celebration of the Mizbeach, of the Mishkan, of the temple? Aaron's two sons pass away in the middle of this terrible story. And Moshe turns to Aaron and he says, your two sons are holier than us, because they felt the spirituality. They felt the holiness. It was not considered to be a negative. It was considered to be that they were so holy that they wanted to leave the physical world. However, the Rabbeinu Bachya explains to us as follows. There is a concept, and the Gemara tells us that when Moshe told Aaron that the fire is going to come down from heaven, the Aaron's two children did not want to wait. They didn't have the patience to wait and to follow Moshe's instruction. And instead, they rushed to bring their own fire. What is fire? So fire is passion. Fire is excitement. Fire is, you're all fired up. That's how we say it. You're all fired up to do something. And a person sometimes is fired up and thinks that they're 100% amazingly in the right. And I'm going to run ahead and I'm going to do this. But they didn't ask Moshe. That means they didn't follow the instructions according to what Hashem gave a prophecy. They took their own passion and they decided to run with it. So according to Hasidus, the Hasidic explanation is that they were so holy that they didn't want to follow the mission that Hashem has given us, which is to live in the physical world. Hashem doesn't want that we should leave the physical world. Hashem wants us to be in the physical world as long as we have life and health and breath, which he gives us every single day. And he takes away all of our troubles, all of our problems, and he gives us health and he gives us amazing stuff in order to do our mission. Hashem wants us here. Hashem wants us to do our mission. The sin, therefore, which Moshe and Aaron said, these guys, this is not a sin. This is really an amazing quality. But at the end of the day, it wasn't following the mission that Aaron's children decided. They don't want to be a part of this physical world. They want to be holy. They want to be caught up in the spiritual. So this is good as long as you're following in the instructions of Moshe. So the bottom line is, therefore, the story of this week's Torah portion teaches us the following beautiful lesson. Passion and excitement is very important. It's critical to have passion and excitement for Torah, for holiness. But what determines whether your passion and excitement is in line with Hashem's plan, or maybe it's not exactly, it's passion, it's excitement, it's holy, yes it is, but it's not Hashem's plan, it's not what Hashem wants, it's not the plan. So for example, you can buy a present, very expensive for somebody, but it's not what the person wants. You can make a meal, very delicious food, but it's not, the person might be allergic to that food. The meal, the food is delicious for somebody else, but not. So what Aaron's two sons did, the commentaries say, was amazingly holy, but it wasn't the plan. The plan of the moment was to bring the spirituality into the world and not to climb out of the world, not to elevate yourself on the account of the rest of the world itself. And this is a certain level of incredible self-sacrifice, because when a person feels the pull, feels the tug, feels the holiness, and then at the same moment, you're schlepped back into doing the humdrum, into doing the ordinary. You tell yourself, I don't want to be doing this ordinary. I want to be doing the holy. But the truth of the matter is, that's exactly what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants that we should be involved. Hashem wants that we shouldn't just be, see them give the example of trains, the old-fashioned locomotives. In the olden days, even today, pretty much, the locomotive pulls the cars. The locomotive used to get fired up with coal in the olden days, or wood, whatever it was. Today, let's say it's electricity. And the locomotive would get steaming, and it would get burning, and it would get all passionate and all fired up. And then if the conductor doesn't connect the locomotive to the cars, the locomotive goes zooming down the tracks, and the cars stay behind. They're not connected. Hashem wants us to be connected to our trains. What is our trains? Our trains is our family. Our trains is our community. Our trains sometimes is ourselves the rest of the day. So maybe we fire it up for 1 hour of the day or 5 minutes of the day, but we have to fire up the whole day. It should have an effect. Our trains is the people we come across. Hashem wants us to be so fired up that we have the ability to schlep other people. And then you know that you're following the plan. So another Ben Aviyu, the ones who passed away in this week's Parsha, they were incredibly fired up, but they didn't manage to draw the spirituality down. And they didn't follow Moshe's plan. They didn't follow the plan according to the way Hashem told the prophecy to the prophet, who was Moshe, was the prophet of his generation. And every generation we have prophets. We have our Rebbes who tell us how we're supposed to live our life and what we're supposed to do, what's important. And when we get excited about stuff, we have to test and see, is that according to the Rebbe's plan, the Moshe's plan, the Torah's plan, or is it just something that we're excited about? However, having said all that, there's no question about it that Hashem does want us to take our energies and to have energies and to have all kinds of amazing blessings in our life. Torah says that the Jewish nation has to be wealthy. The Jewish nation has to be healthy. The Jewish nation has to be wise. Hashem wants us to be smart, to be rich, to be healthy. That's what happened when the Jews left Egypt. They left as rich people. And the Jews were the Torah tells us that when the Jews came to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, everybody was cured from any illness that they had. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says when Mashiach comes, the same thing is going to happen. People are going to come back up from the dead. And then they're going to be cured from any illness they ever had. Everybody's going to be completely healthy. And we're going to be Am Chacham Benavon, wise. Most amazingly smart people, which we are, of course, already. But sometimes we don't always do everything according to what our wisdom is. But we are going to be able to live according to our wisdom. That is the perfection. Rich, healthy, and smart. You got it made in the shade, as they say. And that is really the blessing of this week's Parsha. And the way to accomplish all that is to follow the instructions of the Torah, the instructions of Moshe, the instructions of the Moshe of the generation of the Chumash, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, the actual Moses, the actual Moshe, and the leaders, the great, great Torah scholars that we have in all our generations, including our generation today. So this is this very powerful Parsha, Parsha Shmini. And in fact, another one of the great commentators, whose name is Kli Yakar, his name was Rabbi Ephraim Lunshin. He lived in the early 1500s. He says that the Parsha Shmini is 8, and 8 has to do with Mashiach coming. Because he says 8 is 7 plus 1. 7 is nature, the 7 heavens, the 7 levels of nature, 7 days of the week, it's nature. The one is Hashem, and when the 7 and the 1 get together, that is Mashiach coming. That is revealing God's presence in the world. All saying the same thing. Our job is to be passionate about the Torah, passionate about our mitzvahs, passionate about our religion, about our faith, schlepping the people around us to do everything that we're doing good, and following, however, not what we think is the way to be doing, what the Torah says. And if we do that, then in fact, we are gold. We are living the life the way it's supposed to be. And Hashem promises us all those blessings that we spoke earlier. So I want to wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a good Shabbos, short message. And we should have a very powerful Shabbos Mevarchim, very powerful Shabbos that blesses the month of Iyar Ani, Hashem Roch Echa. I am God who heals you. And the Torah tells us that when Hashem heals, it's different than when a doctor heals. Doctor heals after the fact, and the person was sick, so the doctor goes and fixes. Hashem fixes, goes back to the root, goes back to the what they call the stem cells. Hashem goes back and fixes the problem in the source, and then the person never had a problem in the first place, and is better than brand new, and better than before all that negativity may have happened. So anyway, good Shabbos, and a good Chodesh coming up, a good month coming up. And hopefully we'll get together again, Mirtz Hashem, after Shabbos on Monday morning for Tanya, chapter 41.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much, Amen.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Bye-bye.